Christopher Nolan elevated Tim Burton's Batman into an unrivaled Dark Knight trilogy bookended by a Birdman Best Picture. Now, Batman returns as Ben Affleck, holding a grudge against Superman Henry Cavill for destroying the city.
Most of the world doesn't share your opinion, Mr. Wayne.
Maybe it's Gotham City in me.
Affleck makes a suave Bruce Wayne while Cavill is a chiseled Clark Kent, but the film suffers a big identity crisis. It opens with Superman the protagonist and Batman the antagonist, but soon the two must learn to work together to face the real mastermind Lex Luthor and over-the-top Jesse Eisenberg.
God versus man.
This might have worked if director Zack Snyder didn't add another supervillain in the final 10 minutes, which of course requires yet another superhero to join the fray in a cluttered climax. DC Comics wants its own Marvel Universe, but when Batman returns after just 4 years to appear in a Superman sequel of a reboot of a remake, we've reached peak superhero. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Batman vs. Superman 2 out of 4 stars.